to the Jeff Thomas Show. Always on time and bringing you the hottest topics today. Now, introducing the show host, Jeff Thomas.
You tuned in to the Jeff Thomas Show. I am your host, your man, Jeff Thomas. I want to welcome everybody to my brand new show. Man, it's been a long time in the waiting. I finally decided to put my name on the show. And so, hey, we here today, and I'm excited about our new podcast that's going to take off. Oh, man, if you want to check out our show, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, we'll be doing some other things throughout the week. You can go to our Facebook page, The Jeff Thomas Show. You can log in there. Also, we're on Instagram, The Jeff Thomas Show, and on Twitter, at Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you check us out. I'm pumped up. I'm excited about being here with you all today. On today's show, I'm not going to keep you very long for today's show. On Thursday, we got a whole gamut of things that we want to get out and want to talk about. And on today's show, I'm going to talk about voting, and I want to get that out. And I also want to talk about the movie Antebellum. If you get a chance to see it with starring Janelle Monáe, it's a pretty good depiction of it had a nice little twist to it. So I don't want to do spoiler alert. But if you don't want to hear it, I suggest, you know, you kind of step off a little bit. But just want to talk about a little bit about what the show is going to be about. The Jeff Thomas Show is going to talk about a lot of different issues facing our society today. We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about all sorts of discussion topics, relationships, health and wellness. And we're going to put this whole thing together in this show. And so I want you to download the podcast, follow this show, and get what you can get out of it. And we're going to try not to be too preachy, but we're going to preach a little bit on the Jeff Thomas Show. So on today's show, I'm going to hop right to it. And I want to talk about voting. And I know there's a lot of people who have a lot of different issues, and they have a lot of different ideas in regards to the voting and how that vote lays out. But what I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you don't vote, you don't have a say. So whatever way you decide to vote, because I'm not here to tell you which way to vote, but I'm saying to you that you need to exercise that right to vote, especially, and I'll put this out to the African-American community. We need to get out and we need to vote as much as we can as a group of people, because, you know, this is something. And a lot of people say your ancestors died for it. Actually, they didn't die for it. They were murdered. You know, they were murdered. People tried to keep them away from the voting ballot because they understand how important it is to vote and the decisions that are made when you do vote. And so we have to hold our politicians accountable. We have to hold this entire nation accountable if we decide to vote. Some people, you know, people don't like Trump. People don't like Biden. Whoever you decide to vote for, you get out there and you exercise that right to vote. Because what happens is, if you don't vote, you really have no say as to what happens in society today. You really have no foot in the game if you didn't go to that ballot, no matter how it goes, and cast it. If you're voting by mail, get your votes in now. Mail your votes in. Y'all know we got people that's trying to stop that from happening. But guess what? Mail those ballots as soon as you have an opportunity, as soon as you get them, because we know that it's going to be a tough day when it's time for election day, that with COVID and people voting in mass amounts, you want to make sure that your vote is counted. OK, we want to make sure that everything that you want, that you put it into that ballot. And you make it happen. And so, you know, I had to get that message out there to people, because so many times we get disenfranchised, or we have a very apathetic attitude, and we put it out there and say, you know, man, I'm not voting because it's really don't make no sense. My one little vote's not going to count. And I always tell people like this: you're one person who does not want to vote. But guess what? You represent 10,000 other people. So chances are there are 10,000 other people who feel the exact same way that you do. So why don't you change that narrative? And why don't you change that narrative to something and make it positive and get out and vote? Get out and do some things. Get out and make some things happen within your country. Do it. We can easily sit back. When we can easily, you know, say and keep complaining about what's not taking place and what's not happening, And I, you know, I'll speak specifically to the black community on this, my community. You know, yes, we've been out of slavery a little bit over 150 years. Okay. And I know there are a lot of social ills. There are a lot of cause and effects as to why things are today. But when are we going to decide to make the change? When are we going to decide to step up and do something for our own selves? And don't get me wrong, people are doing it, but we need to do it in more mass amounts. We need to let go of the crab in a barrel mentality. You know, we need to say, hey, listen, if you got something going on, if you have a business, I need to try to support your business. If you have an educational plan, I need to try to support your plan. It may not be my plan, but it's a plan to move forward. And so we have to realize that when we have plans to move forward, no matter how we get there, as long as we get to the destination and we do the things necessary in order to make change, to affect change in the society, and particularly for our communities. Now, there have been, you know, we have history on our side when we've decided to be self-sufficient. And we had some group of people who were upset because they weren't as self-sufficient as we were in jealous. And there we have the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and other black communities that were thriving throughout the United States, in Charlotte and some other cities around the country where we thrived as an African-American community. And for some reason, people got upset. They decided to, you know, make the decisions, and they just decided to finish that. But we can't let that stop us. We can't let that stop us from building. If you think about our ancestors and the things that they had to endure, you know, I hear these fools out here saying, I'm not my ancestors, when they knocking somebody out on social media, Facebook, a white bigoted person out. They knocking them out. We're not our ancestors. We'll knock you out. What do y'all think our ancestors were doing? Do you think they were just kind of sitting back? Don't let television fool you to think that we were all meek. There were some black people out there doing some work, doing some damage. Buffalo soldiers who fought, who helped to fight for our freedom. So don't ever get it twisted. Black men have stood up. Black women have stood up in the face of racism. And we weren't just getting smacked around. We've actually fought back. So don't get it twisted. But here's the thing now that we need to do. It's time for us to come together as a group of people and say, hey, what's our economic plan? What's our plan to stop violence? What's our plans to stop crime in America? Because these are things that we live with. How do we stop crimes within our community? And I know I'm a proponent of, I hate the term black on black crime. And I've said that openly to people. I despise that term because crime happens no matter what demographic you are, whether you're Asian, you're white, Hispanic, whatever it is, crime happens. But because of news media, news sources, we spin our wheels on saying black on black crimes. And so black on black crimes is something that's perpetuated in the media. And it makes other people think that, oh, man, you know, black people, all they do is kill each other. All they do is shoot. Well, what do you think is going to happen? You put a bunch of guns in an impoverished neighborhoods, inner city neighborhoods, with drugs and all sorts of other ills. What you think is going to happen? You unleash these guns, I mean, people are going to fight for territory. They're going to bottom feed. And right now, we're having what's called a permanent underclass. And this has been something that's been talked about for years. But, you know, it used to be a time where when you moved into the housing projects, you had a goal to move out. That was what you were supposed to do. It was temporary housing. You stay there and you leave after a year, two, three, whatever, till you get your stuff together. Now we have generations being born into the housing projects. That's crazy. That's a permanent underclass. You're not supposed to want to live in the housing projects for the rest of your life. That's not how it's supposed to go. It's not. So when you put a group of people into those large concentrations and large areas of people, I mean, what do you think is going to take place? What do you think is going to happen? So I say to people, and this is true, you know, we have to reverse flip the script as hard as it is. And I will tell you, black people, and I'm speaking to black people right now, we have endured so much. The fact that we made it across the Atlantic through the transatlantic slave trade, made it here, and we're still surviving as a people. That goes to show to our fortitude. That goes to show that we have a never say die mentality. So we have to keep that going. We cannot lose that. And now we have to start being analytical. We have to start thinking. We have to start doing things. We have to put our systems into place. We've been educated in this country. Those, you know, W.E.B. Du Bois talked about the talented 10th. Those are the people who are educated. Those are the people who have gone on to these institutions. Now it's time for you to bring that back and help our people. Help those who don't know. And the Booker T. Washington on self-sufficiency. Yes, we want that too. We need all that. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to have our own institutions. We need to have our own schools. We need to have our own hospitals. We have our churches. We got plenty of those. We need to have those fundamental things that will help move our community forward. And when I say they need to be ours, they need to be ours. And I'm just going to put it to you in a different kind of light. I'm going to give you kind of the backside on that. In Chicago, or in the state of Illinois, and I really examined this. I took a look at this. You have, in the state of Illinois, you have a African-American attorney general. In the city of Chicago, you have an African-American state's attorney. You have a black police chief. You have a black mayor. There's no way with that kind of control from an African-American perspective that we should be lacking for anything within our communities. It should not be the case. That represents power. And we have a black lieutenant governor. Only thing we miss is a black governor. We're not too far from getting that. So I'm just saying that we have these people in place. So now we have to make some fundamental changes within our community. It has to be intentional. You can't say, well, I'm a mayor for all the people. I'm a turn. Yeah, you are, but you also a mayor for that particular group of people that are disenfranchised. They need the help. Where you see a need is where we should be helping. We should be helping. We need to put money and funds into things that are going to help empower our communities. We need that. It's no getting around that. And the fact that we don't want to help people because we have this Darwinism theory of survival of the fittest. I know, you know, everybody's not built like that. That thinking is archaic in a sense. It works for some people, but it doesn't work for all. And some people need assistance. And when they do have that assistance and they have that help, they tend to excel. We've seen it. We've seen African-Americans who have come from impoverished backgrounds, who have come up and have done tremendous things, tremendous things. And so we're not asking for your business. I'm talking to some white people here. We're not asking to own your business. We don't want that. But we do want fair treatment. We want to be treated like human beings. We want to have the opportunity. We're not taking anything away from you at all. We're not taking a dime away from you. But I'm going to tell you this. And I said this. I was meeting with a group of guys and I made this comment. People in power that are afraid of African-Americans moving and taking over and doing things like that. Do you know if you spent less time trying to discriminate and use institutionalized racism against black people in business and other fields, do you know that your business would quadrupled? It would quadruple if you assisted black people, if you helped them. It's in our nature to help others. So if you just gave us opportunities in your business, in your company, your business would flourish. We have no ill intent. But since you don't, we have to create our own. Since we have to create our own, then we have to do some things that's going to make us better. We're almost forced to do that. Now we're codependent on everything. But I'm just saying, if there was an opportunity, if racism wasn't used, everybody wasn't racing to try to be the best and to try to control and dominate everything, and you decided to say, hey, listen, you know what? This rip around, we're going to work with African-American people. And businesses, if you look at businesses who have had African-American leadership, they have had African-Americans engaged in their companies. For the most part, they're pretty successful companies. They're pretty successful. So that's all we're saying. So we don't even have to have us. So now let me get back. But it's up to us as black people. It's time for us to stand on our own. It's time for us to stand our ground. You know, we're getting so consumed. Yeah, the racism stuff. Yes. And I'm seeing it in the NFL. I'm seeing all the little messages and you know, all these little things. And it's kind of easy for the NFL now to do this because there's no fans in the stands for the most part. So, you know, the symbolic messages that Colin Kaepernick was given a couple years ago are now celebrated now. But all I'm saying is that, you know, it's time for people to get rid of these pseudo messages and establish some real change. If you want to make some things happen, you have to look within yourself, because, you know, they say white privilege is real. It is real, but you may not understand that you have privilege because you've been white all your life. And so things have just kind of come naturally. And then when somebody bucks and tell you that's wrong, you kind of saying to yourself, man, that's not right. That's not how it happens. But it is how it happens, because we've seen it. And if you're black and you're African-American, you experienced it. But all I'm saying right now is it's time for black people. We got to step our game up. And part of that is going to the ballot, voting, and then holding our politicians accountable. I don't care what color they are. We need to hold them accountable, because what you say and what you decided that you was going to promise to people, you need to deliver. You need to deliver. And so you can't be running around here talking about, oh, you know, yeah, let's end racism tomorrow. Let's stop. Yeah. Okay. Now what's next? What's the next steps? Eventually this little fad thing is going to go off. And that's what I want. Black people, let's refocus. Yes, we know that there are police. There are situations that happen out there where police are shooting unarmed people, which is absolutely unnecessarily uncalled for, especially on black people, because the guns seem to be drawn on us a little bit quicker. So my thing to that is, hey, black people, young black people, young black men, we got to get smarter in how we engage with the police. The key thing is coming back alive. It ain't about bowing down to nobody, because I ain't scared of nobody. But I do want to come back alive. I don't want to die at the hands of a police officer that's overzealous. I don't want that to happen. So what I'll say to us is, it's time for us to step up and do our thing. But hey, it's the Jeff Thomas Show. That's right, man. I'm pumped. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 Eastern. Man, check out the show. Download the podcast. Follow our show page. Right there, you can click in, follow, get all the updates, get all the emails on when our show is happening. You can follow us on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. We're on Spotify, the Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you tune in. Follow us on all of our social media formats. Jeff Thomas Show on Facebook, Jeff Thomas on Twitter, and the Jeff Thomas Show on Instagram. So make sure you tune in, lock it in, man, like the page, go in and... you know, give us some feedback. Give us a rating. Go to iTunes. Go to Jeff Thomas Show. Give us some honest feedback. We want the feedback. You can give us some feedback on this show page right here. Tell us what you think, what you thought about it. You want to rip me apart? Rip me apart. It's cool. I don't take nothing personal. We want to get it in and just talk some real talk. Let's go. We are going to do a live show, so you'll be able to catch a live show, man, and kind of, you know, get some interaction with us. And, you know, we'll have it all. We're going to be talking relationships. We'll be talking all sorts of things on the Jeff Thomas Show. So make sure you tune in and you download the podcast. You're chilling during the day. You got some time to burn. You know, tune in to us, man. Rock with us. Rock with the Jeff Thomas Show. We have some special guests that's going to fall through as well. Before I go on, I want to give some special thanks to people. First, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here on this earth. That's first and foremost. I want to thank my wife, Cherie. Man, she's done it. Just entrepreneur mindset, you name it. And she'll be a guest on the show talking about some of her business ventures and some of her women's empowerment. And so thank my children and my family, just my family in general, for supporting me and the endeavors that I decided to get into on a daily basis. But make sure you definitely get in with us. Shout out to my frat, KA Psi, to the Day I Die, Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, and all the D9s out there. So you D9, you listening, shout out to everybody that's in the Divine Nine. And I just want to kind of get this out so that we can move forward as a country. And speaking of which, I got to watch the movie Antebellum that starred Janelle Monáe, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody who didn't have an opportunity to watch it, But if you get a chance, it's on demand. So you get, that's how you get it. I'm sure this movie would have probably been at the movie theaters. This was from the producers of Get Out and Us that produced the Jordan Peele movies. And it had a really nice twist on it. And I know it starts off with the slavery piece, and that kind of threw me. But it was an excellent tale of what and how our country looks today from a racist perspective, from a racism standpoint, and from how some people would like for us to live even in this day. And so I would encourage you to get out and watch the movie. I thought Janelle Monáe did an excellent job in the movie. And I'm not going to lie, I thought it got kind of a little Me Too-ish in a sense, but, you know, that's just me. So, and that's not a knock, but there was a couple of scenes in the movie that I was like, okay, you know, where are they going with this? But overall, I thought the acting was tremendous. The storyline was superb, and you will be shocked by the outcome, because there's so many subtle shots, and it's telling you, because when you see these politicians today, some of them, the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells, and you wonder if they really think like some of these people, which they probably do. But it kind of puts you in that perspective of like, wow, this is where our country is. 150 some years later, we're still thinking, we still have this mentality. I would have thought that we would have grown beyond some of the racist ideologies that's been passed on generations and generations. It's crazy. Crazy. It just makes no sense. The quicker we can end racism, because let's just be real. I mean, COVID-19 is still here. We had this racial unrest. And we have leadership that just, to me, just seems out of control. So how do we look to other countries? You got to be looking at America like, man, what are you all doing? Because I know I would be. I'd be looking like, I don't want to go to that country, because there is a lot of unrest right now. It just is. 2020, you know, hey, I love the number 20. And the reason why I love the number 20, because that's my college football number. I wore that in college when I played college football. But man, this 2020 has been just unreal. Unreal, some of the things that has gone on, has transpired so far in this particular year. And now we're 9 months in. We're 9 months in, and I'm wondering if it's going to get better. But if we could just lose some of the bigotry, if we could just lose some of the subtle racism, the institutionalized racism, if you get a chance to watch Antebellum, I recommend it. You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest in regards to stars, I would probably give it close to a 3.5, close to 4 stars. I'm gonna give it 5 stars. It's been a long time since I've seen a 5-star movie. Those are rare today. But I give it 3.5, close to 4 stars. And I would suggest that you get a chance to see it. It was on demand. I try to support the movies that are predominantly African-American. So I think it's like $20 if you order it on demand. Some people, you know, they got Fire Stick. They got all sorts of things. So they get it all kind of ways. But I would say throw your support that way. Check out the movie. And maybe we can get back at a discussion. We'll have a roundtable discussion. We get some people who want to actually discuss it, that particular movie. Just kind of deviate a little bit. I know this is the first episode. Again, download it. Follow our show on all social media platforms, The Jeff Thomas Show. So you can always get us there. Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, which we is our hosting service. Get it and download it. We're always looking for good topics. So if it's topics that you want to discuss, let me know. We can put it out there. We have you on the show live and in person. Before I go off and end this show today, I just employ people to just be nice. Shit, can't we just be nice to each other? For real. I mean, I was golfing today and it was with my brother. We were out golfing and we had to join a foursome. Great group of people. They were Caucasian people. We were talking, laughing, having a good time. Everybody was enjoying themselves. No hostility, no looking side eye looking, nobody looking down on you, nobody looking into, you know, you don't know what people are saying in their heads because you really don't know. Because we all have our views and thoughts on certain things. But just being able to be cordial to somebody, just saying hi, just being nice, the ability to speak to someone without feeling or having preconceived ideas in your mind, other than this person is a human being that breathes, that has eyes, ears, taste, and touch. All the same. Only difference with us is the color of our skin, how we look in our face. But we are people. And I think people have to get that across their minds. When you get that, see, because some people just want to be mean, and they're going to be mean, they're going to be deplorable, no matter what. It's just some people. They're gonna die that way. But let's not be stupid. You know, there's stereotypes to every ethnic group out here. Every last ethnic group, there is a stereotype that I could put to that group. I can, no matter what it is. Does that mean that everybody does it? No. That's when we get prejudice. Everybody doesn't do everything. There's some stuff, some black people, you know, they say all black people like chicken and watermelon. No, they don't. Some black people can't stand watermelon. Some black people don't eat chicken. I ain't found too many that haven't, but I'm just saying. But there's a lot of white people who eat chicken. The biggest chicken chain we got is Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I'm just saying that to say that, you know, let's not get into these. Let's just be nice. Can we just start that way? And can we start having conversations? Can we start having discussions, cross table discussions on things that make us uncomfortable? And because we don't understand our history, things are very uncomfortable to us. Because we don't know our history. We don't know anything about our history besides what happened yesterday. I mean, people just don't. Kids don't, you know, they just don't pay attention to history. So, you know, there comes a time when at some point, hopefully, and maybe this is utopian society that I'm dreaming of, but I really would love for a place to be where there's just no racial unrest, no bigotry, no prejudgment. Everybody just in a nice, safe space. That's what I really pray for. That's what I really hope for. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this show. Make sure you check out our show this Thursday night coming up, man, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be dropping some more nuggets and just getting my show in, man. You know, I got a lot of stuff to say, and I had been kind of holding on to it for a long time and not putting my name on my podcast. Of course, people who followed, I produced a few podcasts. And so this one, I decided to put my name on it, the Jeff Thomas Show, because I think I had some things to say, and hopefully some people that want to receive it. We're going to be touching on issues of African-American men. We're going to be touching on issues of African-American men, African-American women relationships. We're going to be touching on just a wide variety of topics, sports. Of course, the NBA season now is starting to pick up in the playoffs. We're going to see who's going to win the championship. The NFL season is in full gear. So I'll give my sports report. College football is starting to play. Shout out to my Temple Owls. Of course, people who know me know that I played my football at Temple University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Played under Bruce Arians, who was my coach at Temple. So got nothing but love for my Temple family and all the Temple football players that's out there, those that are before me, those that I played with, and those that played after me. Shout out to all you all, because it takes a special kind of Temple tough to play up on North Broad Street. I call it the Broad Street Bullies. That's what I remember our names being. So shout out to my Temple, my Philly fam. Big ups to that as usual. And then to my Chi-Town peoples, man, thank you for listening in to the show. My Facebook group, Chi-Town Sports Nation, shout out to them as well. Get a lot of people, man, that been with me, man, on that format now going on close to 10 years now. So shout out to everybody that has stuck with JT Live and that whole thing. And now it was ranked top five sports. So now we are Chi-Town Sports Nation. So we get it in, we talk sports. You want to join our group, just send an invite, Chi-Town Sports Nation. But hey, check us out on this Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to get it in. Got a special guest. So make sure you tune in this Thursday. It's going to get crazy up in here on the Jeff Thomas Show. Again, follow us on all our social media platforms, Jeff Thomas Show. And you all have a great day. And I will see you all this Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.